safe passage out of the solar system before these energetic waves come and things. I was wondering, did that swap take place, is my first question.
Have
the
royals
given a safe passage out?
No, they really, really, really wanted to get out, and that was denied. They were not given safe passage out. And, that when they tried to make that deal, that's when everything went south with all of the secret Earth government syndicates that were that had occult type connections that the people call like the Illuminati, that pretty much worship the reptilians and the Draco. They were basically betrayed by their gods, and they all of a sudden, all these groups started infighting to see who was going to give up who to save whose butt. And that's the Draco actually, in a roundabout way, did the SSP Council a favor, because that's when we received a lot of our Illuminati and Cabal defectors. They came with a lot of information and promises to take part in future global tribunals against people if they were put in a off-world witness protection type program, them and their families. And a lot of these people, these cabal defectors, were taken off planet to secret locations, and they different alliance groups, including Earth alliance groups, have been taken to them to pump them for information and to see if that matches the information that the Earth Alliance did a series of massive super hacks against the Five Eye intelligence agencies and European and U.S. government groups, and received a massive amount of intelligence. And Edward Snowden's information was completely decrypted recently, like I believe in May or June. All of that information has been collated to where they have it in a database, and they can look at it. And all of this information is what's being collated for a massive data dump for a full disclosure event here in the future. And the catalyst for a lot of this was when the Draco tried to make this deal to where they could leave the solar system. And it was them and the Committee of 200 that worked close to them were very upset when this was made public. And the lower echelons found out about it, because this basically, it caused chaos within the ranks. And it caused some very high-ranking different Illuminati cabal insiders to defect and provide information.
Well, did the Earth's consciousness know that she would be used in such a way to trap some of these Dracos? And basically, when she shifts her vibration, they either have to switch polarities or be returned source to be reconstituted for some other kind of energy. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, I think that from the very beginning, the Earth and the Sun and this whole solar system knew that it was a part of this giant, basically honey trap.
Mm-hmm.
That was going to catch all the negatives in it. And the Sphere Being Alliance group, which are basically guardians of some galactic type of guardians of some sort, they haven't claimed to be raw from the Law of One. They haven't claimed not to be. They don't call themselves the Blue Avians. They don't call themselves the Sphere Being Alliance. That's what the SSP Alliance has named them. They don't call themselves anything. When you ask them who they are, they'll say what their name is. That's how they respond. But they this seems to be a ancient and long orchestrated plan.
And everybody here on the planet is part of it. They just need to remember that, and that's how we're going to change this whole reality. So when the Earth raises her vibration, they call that like the shift. Is that something that do you know if that's coming in the next couple of years, or I mean, is this shift coming this year, or is this still going to be something that unfolds with time?
The shift is underway.
It's been happening.
It's going to continue to happen at an accelerated rate, and it's something that's going to continue for a long time. It's not something that is going to just boom happen. It is a gradual process that's going to continue to happen for a long time. And that's the best answer I can give you.
You know, Matt Kahn talks about September 28th being a day for ascension, and other people are mentioning September 23rd as a day of ascension. You know, personally, I have a hard time believing any of these dates because, well, mainly all time.
That's dangerous.
All time. Yeah, well, number one, it's dangerous to put a date on anything, but all time exists at once anyway. What are your thoughts on these dates of ascension?
Yeah, you just took the word out of my mouth. All time exists at once. So what controls disclosure controls a lot of the stuff that we're talking about. It's not only these energetic waves that are coming in, but it's also our mass consciousness. Mm-hmm. So that's not something anyone can put a date on. And anyone that's putting a date out there, that date's going to come. It's going to go. I mean, every year, September or October, someone's putting out a date, and it comes and goes. Even a broken clock is right twice a day. So eventually something's going to happen in September, October, and someone's going to say, oh, I was right. But just about every time an earthquake doesn't happen, an event doesn't happen, you know, you got to be very careful about putting those dates out there.
Yeah, and one thing I do know about the dates is that we are receiving a huge galactic wave of energy, and like you said, we're moving through a certain part of the universe that's actually, you know, exacerbating that. So I do know that September is going to be. I mean, what people need to help wake their family up. I know you can't wake anybody up, but what people need and what people desire and want is proof of something. And, you know, they're getting the proof, but they don't understand. They think they just have a black cloud over their head, you know. They don't see that it's trying to help them to wake up, really. So,
right.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, a lot of people are asking, when are the data dumps going to happen? When's this going to happen, you know? Mm-hmm. And a lot of it has to do the alliances have had all of the information for the data dump distributed amongst themselves. So if one of them was to do a data dump prematurely, that would be a bad thing. You don't want to dump the data on a bunch of asleep people so that the mainstream media and the powers that still are can cover it up or discredit it. What you have to do is you have to wait for a catalyst event. Mm-hmm. Something like, unfortunately, a global economic meltdown to where everybody is completely ticked off and they see all the evidence that there's been a giant Ponzi scheme, financial Ponzi scheme. And they see that and the only way that could happen is if all the politicians were in the pockets of the banksters. So then all of a sudden, all these people are looking for more and more information that they would consider conspiracy theory. So now they have a thirst for this information. Then something like that, a catalyzing event, is going to make the time ripe for dumping the kind of data that Snowden had alone, let alone all this other data from the super hacks. People don't realize the NSA put all their eggs in one basket.
Mm-hmm.
They had tons of information about crimes against humanity, about the secret space program, about ETs, about all kinds of stuff. And the, one of the biggest files they had was the file that the secret government used to blackmail certain, I mean, just about every politician and financial people to do what they wanted them to. So they have all these blackmail files that have like all these sick, you know, pedophile type crimes and these other things. And so all of it, I mean, this is, you know, people think of disclosure, they think of the president walking up to the microphone and saying, all right, we've been lying for about 80 years. There really are aliens. Roswell was true. Sorry, guys. Now you know. End of speech. That's not what disclosure is going to be. Full disclosure is going to be information that entails all the crimes against humanity that these secret government groups have been doing. It's going to have to do with all of these hidden technologies. And the existence of extraterrestrial life is just a small part of it.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've always said that we're going to take a step backwards before we take a huge quantum leap forward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
well,
we're going to be, people are going to go through like the five steps of like when someone dies, you know, they're going to go through like denial, you know, acceptance, anger, you know, remorse. And then, you know, people are going to have to go through a healing process. And before we go into what the secret space program guys are calling an AD, after disclosure, transitional civilization, is what they have planned out, to where this vast secret space program infrastructure that's out there is going to be handed to the people, to where, you know, we will be able to begin this Star Trek type era that we've been promised for all these years and dreamt of. We've got to go through kind of a dark process first of finding out some horrible truths, and then dealing with it, and then growing, and then moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've always said that the first thing, that if we could take over the media immediately and use the television in the correct manner, in a better manner, we could change things instantly. I mean, people listen, if they don't know about what television does, they listen to everything that's on television. So that would be a really intense thing to do. And maybe that's planned as part of the unfolding. There's so much planned that we don't know about, with white hats out there working, preparing, getting ready to just be able to step in once everything does begin to fall.
When a catalyzing event happens, and they already have the ability to take over the emergency frequencies of all the airwaves, they have the ability to bypass the mainstream media. I think that if the catalyzing event happens, and if it's as bad as what I think is going to be, the Blue Avians said it was going to get worse before it gets better. You know, I think that this is something that, you know, even the mainstream media are going to drop the charade say, hey, you know, and then everything's going to be on the table.
Well, we call it the cosmic wild card. But what are you calling the catalyzing event? Is it the conglomerate of the whole world economic system failing and people realizing how much they've relied on money and that it's controlled them? Or is it that plus other things? What is the catalyzing event?
Well, what has been used as an example would be a collapse of the global Babylonian money magic slave system. And it collapsing in such a dramatic manner that it is obvious that it has been a giant Ponzi scheme, And it's mm-hmm. obvious that all the politicians and all the banksters and financial people have been involved in it on some level. And the and it'd be a catalyst in angering the people and making them, because they, I mean, people are going to be losing a lot, and it's going to shut down commerce. It's going to do all kinds of things, and the people are going to be sitting on the edge of their seat, wanting to know, you know, what the hey, what's going mm-hmm. on, and what else has gone on that, you know.
Hope you're ready to go on TV, Corey.
Yeah. If this much has happened, what else has been going on? And then
exactly.
they'll be willing to look at all this other information that they just would have brushed off as conspiracy theory before.
Right. You know, and speaking of money, in Illinois, a drill bit from a well brought up a 200,000-year-old bronze coin from a depth of 114 feet. According to the Illinois State Geological Survey, the deposits containing the coin are between 200,000 to 400,000 years old and is not identifiable to any known currency on this planet. So what this means is that there were previous civilizations on Earth who were also economic slaves of some form. As far as you know, are there any other civilizations out there who use money and religion as forms of subservience, control, and conformity?
Well, first of all, there we know in the secret space program of many more ancient civilizations than the mainstream knows about. And these civilizations had their own breakaway civilizations, just like we do now. And mm-hmm. they moved underground, and they had space programs. So there are some of these underground networks, large cities that are from humans, that are from civilizations, you know, 400,000 years ago, very advanced, and they're ancient Earth breakaway civilizations. So, mm-hmm. and many of them have been coming up pretending to be gods. And when we became more sophisticated, have been contacting people pretending to be ETs from other star systems. So that's something that we've had to deal with as well. Now, as far as the ET groups that the ICC, the Interplanetary Corporate Conglomerate, has been doing commerce with, they work all on bartering systems and trade. So I don't know. Money is a very low density, low vibrational kind of transaction. Kind of
yes.
You know, that's kind of a low vibrational kind of control system. And
mm-hmm.
the different groups that are traveling around out there in space are not carrying around coins or folded up paper in their pockets,
or a Bible.
or you know, any type of you know, organized religion. A lot of them
mm-hmm.
Have like these natural law and beliefs of, you know, similar to, you know, we are all one and a part of source, different varieties of those kind of beliefs from what I've been able to tell.
Well, you know, and I firmly believe that, you know, all religious texts should be four words long: love everyone, respect everything. It's that simple.
Yeah. It, you know, the golden rule, you know, just pass the golden rule around, and everything, if everybody lived by the golden rule, everybody'd be happy.
Michelle, I can't hear you.
Thank you, Greg. There's a reason for that. But we are all from the same source. I was just talking away. We're all from the same source. I mean, we when we do something to one other person, we're doing it to everybody and ourselves at the same time.
Absolutely.
That's,
yeah.
That's what the law of one actually, you know, is about. And you can understand the law of one without having to read. There are a lot of distortions about the law of one as well, and one of that being the harvest. In your opinion, is the harvest, they've talked about the harvest. What is the harvest? Is this a good thing? I know you haven't read the book, but surely you've talked to David about it.
When David and I have talked about the Law of One, we've talked about how it's applied to the conversations I've had with Ra, Tyr Air, and I've told him, this is the way this being talks. It's very strange. It seems to mean all these different things. And he says, man, it sounds just like, these conversations in the Law of One, we've talked, about that. But the harvest, I'm not fully versed in what all of that is and means, to be honest. And, mm-hmm. I don't know if that just means an ascension. I don't know if there's other interpretations for it. I've heard all these different people that have different ideas, like aliens are going to come and UFOs and pick up certain people, some sort of ET rapture kind of thing. I've heard all kinds of ideas on what their interpretation is of the harvest. And I haven't read the book. I don't know the answer to that.
Mm-hmm. Well, to me, something isn't right about that, because when we harvest corn, not people.
And these higher density beings, they have a lot of difficulty with not only our time frames, but with our phrasing and our wording. So, a lot of times they will use an example it can be applied in different ways, or it can be thought of in different ways. So, because it's, they are, pretty far removed from us in ways of thinking. A lot of people try to overlay our way of thinking on top of these higher density beings, and you can't do that. And people get very I've had people get very upset when I say something like, we as third, fourth density beings can't comprehend or understand the existence and fully understand the thoughts and minds of, sixth, seventh, eighth density beings. And they're like, that's insulting my intelligence, And I'm like, well, yeah. Yeah, we're not there yet. I'm insulting my intelligence too. We're not there yet. I don't pretend to fully understand where they're coming from on everything. They come from a different vibratory state, and they've been through this ascension matrix and made it several layers of the onion up higher than us, and
Yes, I do know. I have a feeling that the harvest is more of the same thing about any kind of religion or anything that happens. It gets twisted, and I'm feeling like it's more of the vibrational separation or conglomerate of people who are vibrating very high will tend to start to gravitate more together, and then the people who are vibrating very low will tend to stick together, and that will be more of like the harvest, in my opinion. But yes, I've read it all. I've read it all. Let me ask you, I want to go back to trading. We were talking about money, and then they, other extraterrestrial civilizations trade things. And Well, this is not an easy subject to talk about, but you've talked about the human slave trade and the secret space program being, you know, involved in that. And what is it about the human that makes us such a commodity, and will we be able to help rescue those humans that they've actually, you know, abducted and traded away?
Well, yeah, the humans, we're unique in several different ways. On our planet, the diversity in humanity is rare. Usually on different planets, everybody is pretty much close to the same. I mean, we've got all these different, we call them races, but we're all the same race. We just have different upholstery, you know, colors of upholstery. You know, we have all this genetic diversity amongst just what we call humans. And we've been tinkered with so much over the many, many millennia that we have a wider band of emotions than most beings out there. They have the same emotions as us, but I'm told that our spectrum of emotions is wider than most of them. And that's a good thing and a negative thing, as we see in the news.
Mm-hmm.
Also, our genome has been spliced so many times that it is it readily splices to the genome of other beings. So we're easily spliceable and hybridized with other beings very easily. And then there's the other things that are somewhat obvious. We're good at slave labor. Believe it or not, we're extremely good engineers. There is a disturbing sexual component to it. And also there are certain entities out there, beings that use different parts of humans for sustenance.
Mm-hmm. So now, are we going to be able to help retrieve some of those bodies? I mean, as long as the bodies die, the soul's okay. But I'm talking about they're taking the bodies, and then they're grabbing the soul out of them with their technology, and then they're putting them in another body. Will they never be able to? The soul will never be able. Well, they think it will never be able to be extracted. So they're kind of like caught there forever.
They've been for some time now. Have been rescuing a great number of these individuals. And when they get to the ones that they're able to save, they are extremely traumatized. The PTSD, the term PTSD is thrown around willy-nilly pretty easily now these days. But these people are seriously traumatized with some of the things they've been put through. And so there is a ancient Earth breakaway civilization that you mentioned earlier that was the Mayan group. And they broke away, and they have, they're a fourth, fifth density group now. And they are still interacting with the secret SSP alliance group, and they still have some bases down in South America, but they're mostly off planet. And they have colonies in the Pleiades, and these places are basically like paradises. And they've been taking these people to these places, and they also take other ET groups, but they take damaged corporeal bodies and damaged souls to these locations, and they help them heal. and they've been helping these people, and at some point in the future, they're going to be given the choice after disclosure to return back to Earth or to stay on these planets that they have these